Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Blood of the Barber. Jerry's Barbershop has been around for nearly three decades in Juneau. Owner Jerry Carrillo Sr. runs the shop with his daughter and son. They say after a while, even the clients become family. KTOO's Lakedra Chavis has this story.
Jerry's Barbershop occupies a little nook next to a pizzeria in Juneau suburbs. On a recent afternoon, the inside of the shop is loud. The music is up, conversations are going, and the clippers are buzzing. Here, it's walk-ins only. A traditional cut, like a fade, is $18. These days, Jerry Carrillo Sr. runs the shop with his daughter Eva and his son, Jerry Jr. Eva is the oldest child. Covered in tattoos with long black hair dominated by a lime green highlight, she's full of laughter. She says she always loved doing hair. Eva's worked alongside her dad for almost 10 years. She says the trends with cuts come and go.
I did a lot of regular haircuts. Then the faux hawk came back. And now I still do a lot of mohawks. I think it's because I look like this, so they always come to me. But yeah, a lot of people, have, you know, they've been getting like old-fashioned haircuts, like the traditional comb-backs and the pompadours.
For nearly 30 years, lots of kids have bookended their school careers with haircuts at the shop, from their first day to graduation. Kyle White is one of them.
No, I can get your hair. Can I cut his hair? Sure. All right. Have a seat.
As he sits in Eva's chair, White recalls visiting the shop as a kid. Jerry Sr. would tuck a Tootsie Roll behind his ear. If he sat still for the cut, he got the candy. And then White got older and wanted something different.
I remember one time I was like, hey, Jerry, I think I'm going to do something different. He's like, no, you're going to get the Kyle cut. And so I was like, okay. And then...
Typical.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, exactly. You get the Kyle cut. So I got the Kyle cut. And then I just now starting to get the faux hawk.
He says he's checked out other shops in town, but always comes back to Jerry's.
Sometimes when they're closed, I have to go somewhere else, and then they always, like, don't get it right. It's like, we come here for so long, they know, like, what I want.
Jerry Jr.'s chair is in the middle of the shop. He says his friends used to joke that he'd end up working for his dad. He didn't believe them. Now, Jerry Jr. is in his third year working with him.
I consider this like a family barbershop. You know, grandpa will come in to get a haircut, dad, you know, grandson, sometimes great-grandson. Seeing kids that were, you know, infants or even, you know, 1 or 2 years old when I first started, to now, you know, they've grown so much. And it's hard to, I guess, working in a barbershop, I feel like I don't always know how much time has passed by until somebody comes in and I can see their hair.
Jerry Sr. started the shop after he was laid off from a state job in the 80s. He says haircuts will always be in demand.
The economy was low, and I figured the hair is growing. It's always got a job for me to do, right?
Jerry Sr. says in his family, cutting hair is a tradition.
I went to school, and beside that, we got the blood of the barber. My uncle was here first, long, long time ago, 1908, and then he started a barbering business, and he was very well-known in this town. So I got a cousin as a barber over in Anchorage, and I decided to go to school as a barber. And it happened, I got a good touch.
The Carrillos say they become a part of their customers' family, even if in a small way. The trio has given people their first haircuts and sometimes their last. Eva says a couple of years ago, a customer asked her to cut his hair before cancer took it away.
He came back a year later, like looking better than he did when I cut his hair, all his hair off. He had so much hair. I was like, is that you? And he's like, yeah, it's me, sweetie. And they gave me a big hug, and he's like, doing really well.
Over the span of 2 hours, an old high school friend stops by, as well as a longtime customer who owns a pet grooming service in town, and a new regular. The barbers cut hair to celebrate the good moments and honor the bad. Near Jerry Sr.'s chair, toward the back of the shop, a black and white photo sits on a small bookshelf that stores supplies. In it, daughter, son, and father are cutting hair. Jerry Jr. is sporting a handlebar mustache and has a large tattoo on his forearm. Written in cursive, it's the family name, Carrillo's. But the trio make it clear that in their shop, family can be anybody, not just the people cutting your hair. With help from Scott Burton, I'm Lakedra Chavis in Juneau.